It might not look like it, but these people are providing a vital service. Without any external funding, Anya and her friends deliver groceries and basic goods to some of the most vulnerable in Kyiv. Some of the goods are donated, but most are paid for by the volunteers themselves.
I always wanted to do humanitarian work. I don't have grandparents, so this helps me compensate for that. It really comes from my heart.
Maria rarely leaves the house. She's too frail to make the journey, and the elevator in her building is best described as temperamental. She stayed in the city because she says she has no family to go to. Without the volunteers, she'd be completely alone and hungry.
I was in hospital with heart problems, and my daughter died recently. I have a niece who could help, but public transport is shut, so she can't get here. Right now, I don't need anything, because they brought me things, but this won't last long.
The volunteers work under the umbrella of an organization called Love Life, which existed before the war to help the homeless and vulnerable. Now it's one of the only organizations of its kind in Ukraine still operating, and demand for its services far outstrips its capacity. To cope, the organization has changed the way it operates. It identifies the most vulnerable people and posts them on a private social media channel. Volunteers then make the deliveries, navigating the city's many checkpoints and anti-tank barricades. And it's not just home delivery. Kitchens and roadside kiosks have also become a front line of sorts in the war effort.
Most of the restaurants across the city are shut, but the kitchens are open and the chefs are working. Now, they might not be making their usual cuisines. What they're doing is they're making home-style cuisines that then volunteers pick up and bring to distribution points like these. And it is a lifeline for many. This might be the one hot meal that they get a day. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.